Shabbat Shalom. Today's parsha is Parsha Shemot. As Pastor Sam mentioned, Exodus 1:1 through chapter 6, verse 1. And this covers the very beginning of God's people as a whole. That is the first time where the Israelites were referred to as a people, and the first time God's people are persecuted. The beginning of the parasha lists Joseph and his brothers and tells us Joseph died. So all of his brothers are dead, including him. Over 200 years have passed, and a Pharaoh who has arisen, that the scripture says he doesn't know Joseph or what he did for Egypt. Some theologians speculate that he actually knew about him, but he couldn't care. He didn't care less. You know, he just didn't care. And it's amazing how we can forget the provisions that God has done for us. You know, sometimes we act like we don't care what God has done. The church as a whole sometimes takes God for granted, and they say, "Ah, well, you know." And, of course, that's not the right attitude to have. Well, to avoid the Israelites from growing in number, Pharaoh at that time tells the midwives, "Hey, when you're helping deliver the babies, we want you to kill all the boys." But they didn't do it. They said, "No, we're not going to do that." They feared God, and they knew that was wrong, so they didn't do it. So Pharaoh's next move to stop the growth of the Israelites was to set out a commandment that all the baby boys had to be thrown in the Nile River and drowned. Okay, so during this time, Moses was born to a Levite father and a Levite mother. And we find out that later on, we'll read that the Levites obtained the priesthood. So several months later, after Moshe's birth, she couldn't hide him anymore. You know, so she put him in a basket and floated him down the river while Pharaoh's daughter was bathing. So, you know, as we know, the basket drifted down. Pharaoh's daughter found him and opened the basket, and it was obvious that he was an Israelite. He says, but she didn't care. She had compassion on the baby. God softened her heart. So while she was looking at the baby, Moses' sister was kind of hiding, looking to see what would happen. And she rushed over to Pharaoh's daughter, says, "Hey, do you want somebody to nurse the baby for you, take care of it?" And she said, "Well, yeah." So she went home and got her mom, and her mom came and presented herself to Pharaoh's daughter. And she said, "Well, I'll hire you to take care of this baby." So Moses' mother got paid to take care of him. Kind of a cool deal, isn't it? Okay, so when she told him to take him home, nurse him when he gets, you know, to a certain age, bring him back to the palace, which is what happens. So he's raised as basically Pharaoh's daughter's son, and he becomes the prince of Egypt. So meanwhile, all this stuff is going on. God's people are slaves, okay, and they're being forced to make bricks and all this good stuff, and wasn't a pleasant life for them. So Moses is going out, walking around, and he sees, sees that somebody was an Egyptian was beating somebody, a Hebrew, and Moses looked around, said, "Hey, the coast is clear," so he killed the guy and buried him, and he thought that his deed went unnoticed, but it wasn't. Okay, so he was found out, and he saw two guys arguing the next day and said, "Well, are you going to kill us like you did that other guy?" So Moses knew, well, you know, the truth was known, and it was going to get back to Pharaoh, and it did get back to Pharaoh, so Pharaoh sought to kill him. So Moses takes off, and he rescues some women near a well as they were being attacked, and they're brought into his father, and the Bible calls him Reuel at this point, but it's basically Jethro. But Reuel, Jethro is the same person, and refers to him as a priest of Midian. Well, he wasn't a pagan priest, okay? You know, the word priest is derived from the Hebrew word Kohen. Kohen also means a leader. So he was basically a leader in Midian. He wasn't a pagan priest like you'd think. You know, he's sacrificing to idols or anything like that. So Moshe marries one of his daughters, okay, and, you know, he takes off and wanders out into the desert, and then he comes across what we call the burning bush. Now, so I'm doing some research on the burning bush. It's kind of interesting that a lot of people think that it was a special kind of bush that grows in the shape of a menorah. Okay, and you know the menorah has seven branches, and the center branch is the servant candle, or the shamus, okay, representing Christ. What's cool is that the bush burned, but it didn't go out. Well, the menorah was never to go out. It was supposed to constantly be kept burning. So that's kind of interesting. But it's right in here where Moses is, God reveals himself to Moses. And Moses asks the Lord, he says, well, who shall I say sent me? The Lord told him, I am who I am. This is what you were to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. The Lord went on to say that I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he has always been referred to that for centuries. Now, Yeshua, or Jesus, really, really got the Pharisees mad at him because he referred to himself as I am. They tried to stone him a couple of times. Well, who are you trying to make yourself God? You know, because they knew when he said that I am, you know, before Abraham was, I am, that he was referring to himself as God. So God tells him that what's going to happen eventually, that he's going to send him to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's not going to let him go until God does some pretty dramatic things to where he forces him to let him go. A lot of bad stuff happened that we'll read later on, but God's people were being persecuted, and these things are shadows of what's to come. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. So Moses complains to the Lord, and things got worse. You know, and so Moses says, well, you know, you told me to do all this stuff, and you bring on this trouble, you know, and, you know, why did I do this for? You know, this is a fine mess that I'm in now. And so the Lord says to Moses, well, now you will see what I'll do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Now think for a minute, God's mighty hand delivered his people. Have you ever thought about what's going on in today's world regarding God's people? Okay, we're pretty much sheltered from a lot of persecution, you know, in the United States as compared to the rest of the world. But these things are going to change. So what do you think God's mighty hand is? Who sits at God's right hand? Yeshua. Yeshua, who himself is God, and like we mentioned before, in the New Testament refers to himself as I am. So just as in the Old Testament, Christians were persecuted in the New Testament. So God's people, not being Christians in the Old, of course, but there were God's people in the Old Testament, and God's people in the New Testament are being persecuted. Laws are being passed here all the time that make things harder to go on living your life as a Christian openly. But, you know, there is hope eventually. It says, because one of these days, the Lord's going to come down with a mighty shout, the voice of an archangel, at the trumpet call, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be in the Lord. And you can read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. So if you're a believer in Yeshua, God's mighty right hand, he will rescue you. But if you're not, you're going to be left behind, and you're going to suffer the consequences. But you can be born again right now, and you can be under God's authority and under the protection of God's mighty right hand. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but shall have everlasting life. Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it is with your heart you believeth and are justified, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God's mighty hand, Yeshua the Messiah, He's ready to deliver you from eternal death. Shabbat Shalom.